I have discovered in life, there are these kairos moments, or opportune moments, segments in time where we are prompted to tap into our greater selves, our godlike character, and identity. Moments where we look beyond ourselves and see the desperate needs of others around us. There will always be these $20 and a blessing moments.
Welcome to the podcast Alter Ego, where we encourage the embodiment of an ego alteration. Dr. D will guide you through topics and strategies to enlighten and inspire you to take off all the societal masks, baggage, and false personas and show the world what they've been waiting for all this time. The real, authentic you. The you God created as a gift to the world.
I believe we're living in a time where authenticity is crucial. It's time to stop role playing or living in these alternative personalities and start being our true self, our God created self.
And now your host, Dr. D. Greathouse.
That's right. I took $20 and sowed a seed into someone's life, and the return was a blessing for an entire lifetime. Here's the condensed version of a true story that happened to me in my life some years ago. I hope it inspires someone today. I had gone downtown Atlanta to meet one of my friends for lunch. We went into a neighborhood in the downtown area near Turner Field. The place was a little neighborhood store, but they had a lunch counter in there. As we got out of the car, I noticed a homeless man standing near the door asking for money. I had received several checks that needed depositing, and I had no cash readily available at that time. My friend told him she had no change. We went inside and ordered our sandwiches. The homeless man eventually came inside. He asked for some money, but my friend did not reply. Subsequently, we got our sandwiches and headed back to the car. The homeless man asked one last time, only to be ignored by the person I was with. Interestingly, God had my eyes fixed on the man. Even his details, the details of his stature, demeanor, and clothing, I cannot forget even today. Nonetheless, we left that area and went back to her office and had lunch. I was restless all afternoon after leaving my friend's office. I went to the bank, deposited my checks, and called another friend. While talking to the friend, she told me, God only has one thing to say. We should always take and give to the poor. That, my friend, struck a chord so profoundly in me that I turned my car around, went back to the bank, took out $20, and drove all the way back to Atlanta, which is about 35 miles from my home. I was determined to find the homeless man and sow a seed into his life. I made a call to get directions back to the store in hopes of finding him, but he was not there. I went inside the store to inquire with the store owner who he was and was he a regular there. She told me he was homeless and he only came around during lunchtime. I called my friend who had told me about giving to the poor, and I asked her to pray with me that God would lead me to the homeless man. After an hour or so of riding around in that neighborhood, God began to tell me which streets in Atlanta to turn down. Eventually, I went to a red light, turned left, adjacent to Turner Field, and there he was, out of nowhere, crossing the street. I blew my horn to get his attention. I stopped and had dialogue with him. I let him tell me his story, how he ended up homeless. I gave him the $20 because I had it broken down in denominations for him. I asked him his name, and he told me. I then told him my name and told him to remember me, that one day I would come back to help him get off of those streets. He said, "I can't forget a name like Great House." I blessed him and drove back home to suburbia. My blessing came on the way home and days later, as I realized God answered my prayers and led me straight to the homeless man. I realized that day that our roles could very well have been reversed. And that day I committed myself to service, to help anyone in need. The blessings are still coming forth as we develop plans continuously to meet the needs of the masses who are homeless, disenfranchised, and in need. Could it be that it was ordained for me to meet the homeless man that day? Could it be God knew it would spark a great movement in my life? Could it be the profound lesson was for me to realize I can do something, no matter how big or small, rather than resolve to do nothing at all? Our lesson today: how much love, compassion, mercy, decency, and grace can you give with $20? You can't imagine the overflow of blessings that God will add to your life just by sowing something of value into someone else's life. My life was changed forever that day. $20 opened a floodgate of blessings that my lifetime won't be able to contain. By the way, one of our outreach ministry programs is named after that homeless man that I met years ago. I encourage you to reach out and touch somebody's life today, and your life will be enriched forevermore. This is Dr. D. I'll speak with you next time. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening. Please follow Dr. Greathouse on all social media and podcast platforms.
Start producing from the well within you, and your success is imminent.